Foreclosures, the plunging dollar, the rising price of oil, and all sorts of other dark economic signs are spurring talk of that R word, recession. If a recession hits during this upcoming election year, it would pose a special challenge for the presidential candidates, how to get out of it. Gerald Seib is the executive Washington editor for the Wall Street Journal. He's been writing about this recently, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How important do you think the economy is right now to voters these days as an issue as opposed to, you know, the war in Iraq?
I think it's rising as an issue, and I think if current trend lines continue, it's going to rival Iraq as an election year issue. And it's a game changer if that's the case, because I think a lot of people thought this would be an election dominated by Iraq, national security, terrorism, and to the extent there was an economic issue there, probably health care. I think that's changing before our eyes fairly quickly.
And as you wrote in the Journal, this is a game changer for both parties. Let's break it down. First of all, how would it affect things for the Republican candidates?
Well, I think for the Republicans, the bad news is they get blamed if there's a recession to some extent because their party occupies the White House. The good news is that one of the things Republicans like to talk about and are already talking about is tax cuts. You can give greater resonance to a tax cut message if the economy is slumping. You say, we are going to cut taxes because that puts more money back into the hands of consumers, and that stimulates the economy, and the economy is slumping. It needs stimulation.
And what about the Democrats? How might a recession affect them?
Democrats become the people who can point the finger to the Bush administration, and that's easy. The trickier thing for them is they don't want to be accused of raising taxes in a recession. That it has the danger of slowing down the economy further, and that's what Republicans will charge that Democrats want to do if they choose to roll back some of the Bush tax cuts. That will be framed by Republicans as a tax increase, and the line will be that it's a mistake to raise taxes in a recession. You'll just make the economy even slower. So what Democrats will probably do is take more modest middle-class tax cuts that they've proposed and say that these will stimulate the right part of the economy, the middle-income part of the economy, and be good for addressing a slump.
And what about paying for the war? I mean, how is all of that going to be affected by this economic situation we seem to find ourselves in now?
Well, that's where it gets tricky because, first of all, if the economy slows down, the government takes in less tax revenue. If you cut taxes while the economy slows down because you're trying to stimulate it, the government takes in even less revenue. The deficit becomes a bigger problem. I think the reality is that voters say they're worried about the deficit, but I kind of think the greater imperative will be to talk about what am I going to do to fix that right now. The deficit will take care of over time.
Looking back at what other candidates have done in a time that the country's been in a recession during an election, what would you say the candidates should or shouldn't do right now in order to best get their message across?
One of the things that you probably have to do, first of all, is show that you get it, you know, that you're not oblivious to the fact that there's an economic problem out there. One of the things candidates traditionally do is come up with broader stimulus packages. I mean, George W. Bush did this when he was first running for president. This one, I think there's a third imperative, which is to show that you want to or can do something about the particular problem in this slowdown, which is housing foreclosures. It's sort of a new element of an economic slowdown. One of the things the candidates are only now starting to get their arms around is the idea that people are going to expect them to say something about what they would do to stop people from being thrown out of their house because they can't make a mortgage payment. That's a real issue right now.
Gerald Seib is the executive Washington editor for the Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stay with us on Day to Day from NPR News.